Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Can I sneak one more in on the Cavs? Please, thank you. All right, Sam, hold on for a second. Let me get the Will in Chagrin Falls. Was it a collapse? Hello.
Definitely not a collapse, man. Let me just explain something. At the All-Star break, even after we lost Rubio and Colin Sexton, we were 10 games over 500, I believe.
Yes.
It may be fifth or fourth place. And then what happened? We had Darius Garland's back, Lauri Markkanen, and Jared Allen. And he wants to mention the losses in the play-in and Detroit and all that. The whole object of the season is not to get in that position. And had we not had those injuries, we wouldn't even be in that position.
I agree.
So it's not about
But they were in that position. Well, they were in that position despite the injuries. That was the whole point.
But the point is, they were what position despite the injuries?
They were with 26 games left. They were 9 games ahead of the Hawks, and they were only a game and a half out of the one seed.
What happened? Jared Allen went down, and Darius Garland went down. If you remember, when Darius Garland went down, we couldn't even get penetration through the free throw line in our offense.
Without a doubt, the one of the big problems was they decided to go Rajon Rondo as their big backup point guard, and that was one of the few moves that did not work.
See, you like the old Oklahoma offense. You're throwing a lot of options out there, man. You know what I'm saying?
I tried to tell you guys what a bad pickup that was at the time.
I agree with you.
I'm talking about it, Will. And obviously, the LeVert deal did not work.
I'll give you credit on the LeVert deal. And even with the LeVert
I liked it, though, Will. I wanted LeVert.
How many games did LeVert miss? He was injured his first 2 weeks here.
Sure. And then he played and was obviously not an adequate replacement. To Sexton, which is what he was supposed to be.
I'm going to go because I know y'all got a call coming. But give me your percentage, honest, of what the injuries did to make the Cavs even be in the position to be in the 9th or 10th spot. It had to be 85 to 90%.
Yeah, but they still had a healthy enough group to beat Detroit, to beat Orlando. You're giving them a pass. Remember, they also blew 18 games after leading by 10 points. So they were good enough to get a double-digit lead. What happened?
Listen, if we have Jerry Allen there, we don't blow those leads because we get some of those offensive rebounds and some of those stops on defense. Penetration killed us. And let's not forget, hold on, one more caveat.
All right.
Mobley got hurt in that period, too. Mobley got hurt in that same period.
Yes, he did. I agree with you.
Significant injuries to Darius Garland, Lauri Markkanen, Evan Mobley, and Jared Allen.
You're right.
Combine the points and rebounds and assists, and you tell me that was.
I mean, Mobley played.
I gotta let you go.
Mobley played 70 games. We're acting like he played 30 games this year.
Darius played 68 games.
Yeah, he played almost 70 games. Ask the Clippers about injuries.
I love Sam, and I didn't mean to leave him on that long. I just love that call. That was an amazing call. I'm so glad we took that call. We'll get back to the Cavs coming up in a bit, I promise you. Joe Vardon going to join us at 9. I agree with most of what he said, except the loss to Orlando in the final 2 weeks was unforgivable. It was just a horrible loss. Hello, Sam. Sam Monson, Pro Football Focus. Hello.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Not too terribly bad. At @PFF_Sam on Twitter, he joins us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Boy, we've been arguing about everything today. One of the things that we haven't argued about, though, today, Sam, is Baker Mayfield and his future with the Cleveland Browns. We read your article. We mentioned it earlier in the show his landing spots. You have obviously Seattle and Carolina, and you put why and why not and all the other good stuff. It's a great article, Pro Football Focus. But when it comes to Baker, I hear Ian Rappaport and I hear Tom Pelissero, both respected, say that there's a chance he plays for the Browns, and I'm sorry, Sam, I don't see it. What is a realistic way Baker Mayfield plays for the Cleveland Browns this year?
I'm kind of with you. I think the only way he would play for the Browns is if the team decides that there is a Deshaun Watson suspension looming on the horizon and they need him, and they're just going to keep him around and he'll have to deal with it. Look, I like Baker Mayfield. I think his personality, it gets him into trouble in terms of he gets unfairly criticized for it. Whereas if he was winning, if everything was going well, if he was in the situation some other quarterbacks are in, we would be looking at it as a strength rather than a weakness. I will say, though, that when things go south, it can be a problem. And it went south, right? They've given his job to somebody else. So I would imagine that Baker Mayfield being forced essentially to sit around as somebody's backup on a roster is a potentially very toxic situation to have around in a locker room that you don't want any part of. So I really don't see Baker Mayfield being kept around. I think the talk that he could be kept around is largely desperately trying to keep some kind of trade hopes alive, you know, that they might be able to coax a draft pick out of somebody before the season. But if they do, then I think that's a really fascinating situation to watch unfold and see how he deals with that.
Sam Monson joined us on the hotline. So we have 4 years of Baker Mayfield in the NFL. The highs were pretty high. The lows were awfully low. How do you think other teams view him? And then throw in to whether or not you believe that the essence of Baker Mayfield is truly hurting him.
Yeah, it's funny. We've got 4 years of Baker Mayfield, but so little of that, I think, is a fair reflection on what he actually is. We had a really impressive rookie season, and excitement was high, and we expected things to go really well year two, and then year two was the Freddie Kitchens year, and that year was such a disaster that everybody got fired at the end of it, and Baker Mayfield's play did not keep going forward. It regressed. It wasn't as good, and then we cleaned house, and then there was renewed excitement on the start of 2020. That didn't start well because new offense, Kevin Stefanski, started with some of the toughest games on the schedule in terms of defenses trying to figure out a new system against. You know, Baltimore was early, Pittsburgh was early. But overall, that season went really well. And by the end of the year, Baker Mayfield was playing his best football. And again, excitement levels were high. We expected him to come into the 2021 season and show a career year and be a potential Pro Bowl caliber quarterback and a top 10 guy. And obviously that didn't happen. He got the shoulder injury and just completely unspooled as the season went on. So now you're left at the end of 4 seasons sort of wondering, what exactly is he? Because we've seen some really good play. We've seen some pretty bad play. Most of the bad play, if not explainable, you know, if you can't explain it away, you can at least put a caveat on it or an asterisk next to it. And you're left kind of saying, well, look, the chances are he's somewhere in the middle. He's a league average starting quarterback, but now you have to pay him. Like now the cheap deal or the cheap years for Baker Mayfield are done. So now either the Browns or any prospective team that are going to take him on is saying, well, he's a league average quarterback, arguably with an attitude that we don't love. And we now need to decide whether he gets paid a giant sum of money for a second contract. And I think that's what's causing all the problems, that nobody wants to take on that kind of money for somebody whose baseline is where Baker Mayfield's has been and whose volatility is as extreme as Baker Mayfield's has been over the first 4 years.
Do you think he's broken?
No, I think if you could put him back together after the Freddie Kitchens year, I think you can put him back together after playing a season hurt with a bad shoulder. I think realistically, you know, that was a serious injury. And as much as everyone sort of says, well, it's on his non-throwing shoulder, it's going to impact everything. You know, when you're playing with one side of your body that really can't take a hit, it's going to change how you play the game. You're not going to react in the pocket the same way that you would normally. You're not going to honestly read a defense and take the appropriate amount of time. It's just going to change the way you play. So I think it's entirely fair to say that last season does not represent where Baker Mayfield's even just average level of play should be. He's a better quarterback than that. And I think the chances are he plays significantly better than that just by being healthy. Now, the question is where, like how much better and where is his ceiling? And I think that's still kind of an open question.
I look at raising a quarterback the same way as raising a child. There is a shared responsibility to some level. How much of this, all this with Baker, this negativity, how much of a percentage would you put on the Browns being at fault?
I think Baker's been let down by a lot of people last year. I mean, I was saying that during the season that he is running a serious risk of costing himself a lot of money. Like, remember, you go back a year ago, we were expecting him to have a career year. We're talking, you know, if he plays well this season, he's going to get that contract, right? He's going to get maybe not the Josh Allen deal, but whatever the next tier down from that is, he's going to get the $30+ million a year deal. And he was allowed to play himself out of that deal. When he kept fighting through that injury and gutting it out and trying to play hurt and do the best for his team and presumably for himself as well, not only did that deal get taken off the table, but now the Browns went after Deshaun Watson. His job got taken away from him, and now he's in limbo because nobody else wants even the fifth-year option deal. So I think the Browns, you know, didn't necessarily do the best job by him overall in terms of some of these problems you can explain away by just dysfunction elsewhere. And then between the Browns and, you know, Baker Mayfield's advisors, like, he just should not have been allowed to play as long as he did last year because it absolutely cost him that contract.
Sam Monson joining us from Pro Football Focus. We've obviously had a lot of discussion once we got Deshaun Watson and wondering about suspension and all that. But just looking at him as a quarterback, the last time we saw him, I believe he led the NFL in QB rating. I know nobody likes to look at that stuff anymore. We have newer numbers. But where did you guys have him during that 4-12 season for the Texans, in which it seemed like he still was holding up his end of the bargain?
Yeah, he was. It was a funny year because if you look at the top graded quarterbacks at PFF, four of the top five graded guys, I think we had four or five guys above 90 in PFF grade, four of the top five guys were in the championship games. And then Deshaun Watson was the other one. So he was right up there with Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Rodgers, who was MVP that year, right? Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen. Deshaun Watson was right up there with that group, but he was on the Texans, and that team had just sort of fallen apart around him. So the last time we saw Deshaun Watson playing football, he was playing basically as well as any quarterback in the NFL. I think that's what the Browns are chasing. That's what the Browns are paying for when they're going after a guy like that relative to Baker Mayfield. And I think even if you were taking an optimistic viewpoint of where Baker Mayfield's ceiling is, it's probably lower than that.
Sam Monson joining us on the show. What is there any rust that we should be like? Deshaun Watson, I'm convinced, is going to play this year and is going to play for the Browns multiple games this year. What is the risk of rust? I mean, it's been a year, could be a year and a half by the time he plays again. What is it?
Yeah, I don't think it's a long-term risk, whatever it is. I think the first game or two, you might see a relatively, you know, unconvincing maybe Deshaun Watson. You don't see the guy that we just talked about, the 90-plus PFF grade, the quarterback that was just playing at a level as well as any quarterback in the NFL. We might see him have to go through a couple of games that are a little bit more shaky, but then I think you're back to the guy he always was. I don't think rust is going to be a long-term issue. It might be something that just needs to be knocked off right at the start of the season, and maybe, you know, Deshaun Watson gets a little preseason time to try and shake off some of that rust as well in a way that, you know, the league is trending the opposite direction, right? Quarterbacks are playing less and less preseason. We're just throwing them straight in there. I think that probably indicates how relatively unconcerned teams are about that idea of rust, that, you know, elite quarterbacks are just being told to go out week one and get it done. So I don't think it's a really big deal. I think we might see a slight hiccup the first week or two, and then we're getting business as usual.
If you have, do you have a stat at Pro Football Focus about the success rate of quarterbacks after they take a trip with their teammates?
No, I don't think we've looked too hard into that. It's definitely a data point we got
to
add.
He's going to the Bahamas with an unknown amount of guys on the football team, and some people kind of made jokes about Camp Colt McCoy and Baker Mayfield going, where did Baker go, Wyoming or Montana last year with Austin Hooper and OBJ? Somewhere out west he went, and people are like, oh, and I'm like, well, wait a minute. These are not great quarterbacks. Deshaun Watson is a great quarterback. I think it could work. It's one of the stories that after it works, people go, oh, that really worked. That really helped. I think it would work just because he's a good quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, I think generally speaking, pretty much every NFL quarterback is getting guys together in the offseason and working with them, you know, mm-hmm. in some way, shape, or form. So, yeah, you're going to be able to make of it what you will. It's going to work for great quarterbacks. It's probably not going to work for bad quarterbacks. And, you know, Deshaun Watson, the last thing we saw of him, he was a great quarterback.
One final thing, Sam. Amari Cooper, we've had a lot of discussion about just how big of a threat he is. Some of the advanced numbers maybe don't necessarily jive with that, but you guys have your own proprietary numbers. What do you think of Amari? Is he a number one? Is he a number two?
I think he's a number one. Amari Cooper wins at all levels of the field, in all ways. And the only concern or the only question is, well, how consistently does he do it? And, you know, Dallas ultimately was getting a little bit upset at the kind of return on investment and given how much money they were paying him and what his production was that they were saying, look, it's not worth it. And they ended up moving him, and that's Cleveland's gain. But when you look at every offense he's ever been on, he's made an immediate and obvious impact in terms of how much better it's been for his presence. You look at the ways he wins, he scares corners, he scares defenses, it's kind of all levels and all aspects or all different routes of the field. He can win on in-breakers, he can win on out-breakers. He's got a number one skill set. And, okay, he might not have the consistency of, you know, a Davante Adams, who's got the number one skill set and also does it every single play, but, you know, baby steps. Cleveland didn't have a great receiving core. Adding a guy that has that number one skill set, I think, is a huge addition to it, and then they need to keep on building it and, you know, make sure that they don't become completely dependent on Amari Cooper and Amari Cooper only.
Sam, we thank you very much for the time. All the very best to you and yours, my friend.
Anytime, guys. Take it easy.
Sam Monson, Pro Football Focus. Find him on Twitter at @PFF_Sam on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Coming up in a bit, Patrick Beverley, you have the right to be a hater, no matter whether or not I agree with you or not. And Kyrie is laying the groundwork for a return. Don't take my word for it. Take his. It's just a question of when. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lyman.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And
sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Live in the Fan. They're already getting in on social media, by the way. Twitter actions brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. P-Money, 1488. Kyrie is not welcome back. Bleep him, except he wrote the word. Well, let me see if this changes your mind. Here's Kyrie Irving on what went wrong in the 2017 finals against the Warriors. Hit it.
If I was in the same maturity level I am now and understanding who I am, and I look back on that time then, we definitely would have won more championships together because there would have been a better man-to-man understanding about what I'm going through. I didn't know how to share my emotions. I didn't know how to do that. So instead of sharing, I isolated myself. And I just started pouring myself more into the game of basketball. And I had one of my better seasons, but I wasn't connecting with everybody as much during our championship year. So in 2017, it was a different year for us.
Yeah.
So when we went against Golden State, we went against a great team. When you're not a great team and you're not clicking on all cylinders
together, right.
and together, you're easily defeatable. You're defeated before you even get to the arena.
Right.
We were in those games against Golden State, but we definitely could have given them a run for their money, regardless if they had Kev.
What? Who's doing the podcast with him?
Brandon Marshall.
Ah. And who else?
There's another person in there.
Yeah.
I mean, they are treating Kyrie as if he is a great theologian or one of the great philosophers. Oh, yes, connectivity. Oh, like they had never thought, like their minds were blown by all the wisdom that he was imparting during this podcast.
Kyrenicus.
Yeah, who the other guy looks familiar too in that. I'm listening to this, and it's a lot of the same Kyrie nonsense that we all just kind of eye roll every time we hear. It's almost like he's always trying to. We've brought it up before. It's like I remember coming home from college after my first quarter at OU and then just regurgitating all the.
You've experienced the world.
Yeah, so well traveled. No, you went to Athens for 10 weeks and partied and actually read some books. And so, you're Hobbes and Locke. And now I'm just as smart. I put myself right up there. I'm so learned. That's exactly what it sounds like.
I want to share a story so bad. It's going to get me kicked off the radio. I kind of want to save it for the podcast. I may never tell it. I'm going to tell you right now, AA, you'll laugh your ass off when I tell you off the air.
Oh, I can't wait.
I really don't think I can share it. I want to desperately because I came home at one point and I thought I was a learned man of everything, of all cultures. I'll leave it there.
You say Brandon Marshall finally paid attention to the syllabus?
Yes. So I usually let you respond to these things. I want to beat you to it. I'll take him back. Because last night I said he's laying down the groundwork. From what he said last week to what he's saying here, he's laying down the groundwork. And I was under the impression of the groundwork for when he retires, Cleveland will welcome him back. He will have his jersey retired. Like, there is no doubt in my mind now he'll show up for the jersey retirement and people will clap, and he'll wave, and he'll be nice, and everything will be great. I had no doubt. I brought that up last week with Derry, and I'll bring it up right now. And then some people took it, because I tweeted out, I went to bed. I woke up this morning, I went, holy Toledo, look at the response to this. And people thought I was talking about him coming back as a player. And I went, you know what? I wasn't thinking that, but now you got me thinking about it, and go, you know what? I'll take him back. I've said all there is to say about Kyrie. He annoyed the everlasting hell out of me. I'll take him right back. I'll take him right back right now. That's a guy who I think has realized where he is. How old is Kyrie now? He has realized where he's been. He went to Boston. He made the thing about the real sports city. And you think about this, man. Think about the way it was. when he was here, I think he felt like he was swallowed in by a town that's, we're not the biggest town in the world, and sports is so important to us, and championships are so important to us. And you, he's 30 years old now. See, he's got perspective on life. I've always told you this. You grow up the most between, for a man in America, you grow up the most between ages 20 and 30. Kyrie's done some growing up. He's seen it. He went to the quote-unquote real sports town, and he saw that, hey, this isn't as real a sports town as I thought. I thought they'd be more supportive just because they're bigger. They're not. Actually, it's the complete opposite. He's in Brooklyn now where, yes, it's the biggest city in the world in New York, but there's other interests.
They don't even care.
They don't even care, and he can't have his freedoms the way it's right here in Northeast Ohio. Do what you want, Kyrie. Do anything you want. That's fine.
Yeah, people were willing to accept him basically unconditionally when he was here. And obviously now at this stage of his career, it's expected when where he goes, why aren't you winning championships? Like they're very upset. Uh-huh. Obviously the with what happened with COVID over the last year, you know, unlike the quarterbacks who decided not to get vaccinated, those quarterbacks were allowed to play. He was not allowed to play. And so people turned on him for his vaccination status. And in a place like Brooklyn,
Brooklyn,
as liberal and as pro-vaccine as they were, and I know it's weird we're on a sports show talking about pro or con vaccine.
It was part of that.
But obviously in Brooklyn, that is a very different place, and this wasn't the NFL where Kirk Cousins, Carson Wentz could not, you know, could still play in their games without getting vaccinated. Aaron Rodgers, you know?
I think that, I mean, you and I have had those thoughts a time or two. You and I have talked about it a time or two. By the way, Johnny G says, the two in the back sound like the Manson family followers listening to Charlie.
It was Shady McCoy.
Yeah. I'll take him back in a heartbeat. I will take it. I know Coach Killer wants to do his own thing. I think he looks back at his time in Cleveland like we could have won more championships.
Well, 2019 they would have won. They would have beaten, if you consider the Toronto Raptors and their rent-a-player Kawhi Leonard won a championship. I think they could have won in 2019.
I mean, there were so many things he could have done. And he was gone. And I would take him. I think that he's learned his lesson. I believe him. Learn your lesson, sound. I mean, he's a grown man, but I think he's learned of what the rest of the cities in this league are, what it's really about. And this was a place where if he wanted to be left alone, we'd leave him alone. If he wanted to go out in public and be loved, he was beloved by everybody. You and I went to that basketball camp. Remember, we were supposed to get an interview with him, and he ducked us. We went to that basketball camp. Those children loved him. There was nothing about any of this other stuff. No politics, no flat earth, none of the other things. I mean, Kyrie has said some wild things. So have a lot of our favorite players.
Well, we don't even really know what he believes.
I don't know what he believes.
He's been so all over the map.
And he has the right to change. By the time he's 35, who knows what he'll think on politics and life. By the time he's 40, who knows then? But I think there's a lot of things about the NBA he's learned. I would be willing to accept him back with this team.
Well, at the very least, just in terms of that championship, how we view those guys, and it's been so polarizing with LeBron and obviously Kyrie as well. I mean, there is going to come a time where you do understand. Like, LeBron, it's going to be a statue. His number is going to be retired. Mm-hmm. Kyrie, his number is going to be retired. No statue, I don't think. But
should be a statue.
But there's going to be...
I'm going to take a step further. Should be a statue.
He's going to get his jersey retired. He hit the biggest shot in franchise history, one of the biggest moments in Cleveland sports history.
Yes.
Like, that stuff's going to happen. Mm-hmm. What, are people going to boo him? All the people that are still salty today? I think you'll be in your feel-goods when that happens.
The ones that go to the arena won't boo.
Right.
Because they're going to spend an obscene amount of money to go to the arena to see it, so
they're
not going
to boo. Those are the fans. Those are the fans that really do appreciate it.
I mean, unless you want to work yourself into a shoot, but there's better ways to work yourself into a shoot than spending that much money to go see that type of thing just to boo the guy. 216-578-0092. I'd take him back, so you'd take him back, right?
Oh, yeah, of course. Of course.
I'm just making sure. We're on the record. I figured you would.
Cap-wise, roster-wise, it probably makes zero sense. But just in terms of would I welcome him back and would I love to see him in a Cavs uniform again? Of course.
With
one of the most exciting players. It's one I still to this day have fun watching him.
With Darius Garland, with everybody. Just making sure. With Evan Mobley. Say you had to get rid of Jared Allen to do so.
Yeah.
So you had Evan Mobley.
Yeah.
I'm just bringing up all the scenarios so we're clear before we get to these calls. 216-578-0092. Would you take Kyrie Irving back? We'll get to you guys. And Joe Varden joins us at 9. Lima, we are at full lines. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima, live on the...
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously. But shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is, until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon, now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fair.
That was a time in my career that I look back on, and we've had conversations, me and Brian, plenty of conversations. So I was learning on the fly. You know, when he first came back, I was 22, 23. So I was just young, a young kid trying to help Cleveland patch up their relationship with him. Right, I got drafted the year after. So when I came in, it was like, are you going to be better than LeBron? That was my first question when I got into Cleveland. So it was mixed emotions the whole time that we were competitors. And then when he came back as my teammate.
It's Kyrie Irving. I will take Kyrie back right now.
Yeah, by the way, we're not talking about like how...
I won't give up Darius Garland for him.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I mean, obviously the Cavs are...
I will add him to the nucleus.
It's very clear that he's open to something to do with the Cleveland Cavaliers,
I will get in a boat. I have a buddy, Tom Sims, over on the east side. I will get in a boat with Kevin Love and go across Lake Erie with him and leave him in Canada and come back if it means Kyrie Irving can be on this team. No offense to Kevin Love. I got to do what's right for the future. Kyrie is contrite. He's ready. Bring him back.
I think some people are going to be surprised to hear that from really anybody with a mic because it's been so disastrous for Kyrie the last few years. Just his approval rating. They basically cut off his shoe. You know, his shoe was one of the biggest sellers
in
the NBA, and they're done with all that. Well, just it. But the reason they're doing that, it's a reflection of just how negative the public just the perspective on him has gone.
How do we have 97 t-shirt companies and not one shoe company? Let's get a shoe company going. Kyrie can start his own shoe company. Let's get it going. He's a good player. Best finisher I've ever seen. I think he's contrite. I think he wants to play. I think that it's been 10 years of learning about himself. I think he's ready to go again. I think he's ready to do it again, my friend. 216-578-0092. And you agree with me, right? We hold our hands together.
You know, he's still one of my favorite players.
I'm sure we're going to get beat up here on the phones. Let's go. Josh in Florida. Hello, Josh.
Well, if you get beat up on the phone over Kyrie Irving coming back to Cleveland, those guys are idiots, okay? Because I remember calling this station when Kyrie requested a trade and saying, no matter what, I'm going to love Kyrie. I wish him and LeBron could figure it out. They didn't do it, and he even admitted himself. He just wasn't mature enough at the time. Kyrie Irving, like Ken said, is hands down one of the best finishers in the game. And all of his comments are coming back to bite him in the ass. When he said, Boston's a real sports town, well, you went back to Boston, they showed you how they felt about you. And you went to Brooklyn, your home. Look how they were treating you there. James Harden needs to get out of here because Kyrie Irving is on his own whatever path, and we can't rely on the mandate, and they left. And now look how they're treating you. Your own executives are coming out and saying, we need more commitment from you. You know where you didn't get that? You know where you got unconditional love? You know where people sang your name? And when you went to that rally point and you raised up that trophy
yes.
and you said, sky is the limit. What's next? The only question I have is, what's next? What is next, Kyrie? Come home. You, Darius Garland, Evan Mobley. We don't need to trade Jared Allen. I'll give you the 14th overall pick, Caris LeVert, Colin Sexton, Lauri Markkanen. You got a boatload of picks, Brooklyn. Kyrie, come in this locker room, see how vibrant it is, and LeBron will walk right back to Cleveland after he's done with that. You want Russell Westbrook over LeBron? LeBron. Come back home, LeBron. And
too
we'll
far.
Have
too far. Not yet. Not yet. This is Kyrie's day. We're talking about Kyrie. LeBron has every other day of the year here in Cleveland. We are on Kyrie today.
Old Phil is coming back
If you want Kyrie back, then you need to talk about Kyrie. Get LeBron James out of your mouth if you want Kyrie Irving really back. Because the last thing that's going to get Kyrie's ass back here is a reminder of how tough things were when he was here the first time. If you want Kyrie back, stop saying LeBron's name. Sorry to yell at you.
But he had interesting comments about his relationship with LeBron because we've all been left to wonder because LeBron hasn't really ever gone in depth about him and Kyrie and what led towards whatever happened there with the trade request.
Because then he'd have to accept some responsibility.
But then Kyrie the same. We haven't really heard all that much, and this podcast was the first time that we'd really heard anything about that and how Kyrie behind the scenes tried to approach. Remember, a lot of guys go to the media. Kyrie didn't do that. Kyrie kept it a secret and went to the team about remedying this.
He was asked about LeBron himself. Go ahead.
I was coming in every day like, yo, I'm better than you. I don't care. Y'all can line up. We go 1v1 right now.
Ooh.
That energy was me every day. So, you know, me going against Brown, we played one-on-one one time, by the way. I'm not going to tell y'all who won or lost.
Tell us, bro.
We had fun going back and forth. I'm not going to talk about who got the better y'all two, but we had fun back and forth. But I'll close it in like this. You know I'm a troll, B. Leave it for the speculation.
I've heard enough. Bring him back. Bring him back. Tony and Lorraine. Hello, Tony.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Horrible.
Hey, you know what? I mean, everybody's talking about Kyrie, but, you know, at the end of the day, he's not even a key piece. You know, let's be real about this. He's not even a key piece to even get us a championship. I mean, what are we doing?
Whoa. I wanted to hear that out. Hold on. He wasn't a key piece then?
I popped him on hold.
Okay.
You can bring him back.
He wasn't a key piece then or now? All right. I'll give him one more chance.
I mean, I'm not talking about right now. He's not even a key piece. I mean, for
the best finisher in the NBA wouldn't be the best finisher. Hold on, Tony. The best finisher in the NBA right now would not be a key piece.
No, he wouldn't be a key piece. I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, what are we doing? Are we trying to build something for 4 or 5 years? Or are we just trying to have a mascot jump on the court and give us 20 points? 30. I mean, for all that.
I'm
sorry. You got it. You got it. Yeah, it's got it.
I think there are a lot more people that are starting to think like that because
He's got a bad name and bad reputation in Brooklyn?
Because they lost those – because they got swept and – you know, the Boston Celtics were able to physically impose their – well, now, all those games were close. They didn't get blown out like Milwaukee just got blown out in Game 7. But I think there are other people that believe – like Nick Wright was talking about how Jrue Holiday is a better winner than Kyrie Irving. And I'm like, are we just going to ignore –
we're just saying things now to say
are we just
going to
ignore Kyrie outplaying Steph Curry, the unanimous MVP in 2016 for the championship?
Now, he would fire back with that was 6 years ago.
Sure, but it's Kyrie slower?
No.
Kyrie, I do question some things about his game right now. Like, he's not going to the basket. What's that all about? It's not like he can't. He's not going to the foul line. It's almost like he's trying to preserve his body. I don't know. He is playing the game a little differently, but you saw it in
spurts.
Does
he see the writing on the wall in Brooklyn? Is he not willing to sell out?
I don't know, but did you see him in game one? Did you see him in game one against Boston?
Yes.
And he looked like the best player in the NBA.
Yes.
So it's not like he doesn't have that in him.
I'm sorry to be so cartoonish, but I just agree. I love it
Wowzers.
When we agree. Holy catfish! Boy, I'm just so excited when we agree with each other. That's all, Joe. We might have to push Joe back. Let's see if he can do it at 9:20. We got to take these calls. 216-578-0092. If you think we're stupid, go ahead and tell us we're stupid. It's rare Tone and I agree with each other. We are on board. We're in the same boat. Bring back Kyrie on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.